This is the BBC, and tonight we bring you a world first, planet Earth, as you've never seen it before. This is the human world.
Oh my God, get it out of me! Get it out!
The moment has arrived for this young female, where her life will change forever. She is about to give birth to her first offspring. She will do it alone, raising the child until it too is capable of suckling off social security benefits like its mother when it turns 14 years of age. This is the life of the chav. Chavs are social creatures and will rarely be seen alone, preferring the company and security of the crass, not to be confused with their cousins, the hoodies, who work in groups for the sole purpose of hunting. A chav's strength is built on numbers rather than individual power. Alone, they are meek, scrawny, unintelligent creatures. They will wander streets quietly and without causing ruckus to other humans, doing their best to blend in despite their appearance. The females adorned from head to toe in a variety of pinks, whites, and baby blues. The male's coat comprising of a colourful display of Burberry, which is also used in a time of courting. Generally, chavs travel in large groups. Usually, the males and females will travel separately, but they will happily meet up in grasslands outside football stadiums, Argos, or in watering holes. Chavs are nocturnal creatures, but will on occasions rise in the late afternoon to frequent sporting matches, take their pit bulls down to the park for a dump, or perhaps pick up some fresh bling from Elizabeth Duke. During the day, they can be docile creatures, and if caution is used, you may even be able to approach a chav without startling them. They tend not to indulge in large meals, but favour a life of grazing.
Can I have a packet of pork scratchings and some Rizzlers?